all of our public hearings. It is.
It is.
First item of other business is Osprey Point RPC final site plan.
This is the final site plan for the construction of 217 single-family lots on 132.31 acres to be located off Old Landing Road, Route 274. The Planning Commission granted preliminary approval on March 23, 2017. The final site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County's zoning code, and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 18, Parcel 83, and is zoned MRRPC.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend we, in regard to Osprey Point RPC, I recommend we approve final site plan.
It would just be on that, just so we're clear, on these, they're not recommendations, they stay at the commission, so it's
I move that we approve
The Osprey Point RPC final site plan.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve final site plan for Osprey Point RPC.
Second.
Yeah. Thank you.
We have a motion and a second to approve the final site plan of Osprey Point RPC. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item on other business is Swan Cove West RPC revised final amenities plan.
This is a revised final amenities plan for the Swan Cove West subdivision phase 8 to add a boardwalk located behind Tammy Court and cross access easement located behind Homestead Court for a dock. The Planning Commission granted preliminary approval of the revised amenities plan on May 11, 2017. The final site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals and permits. The parcel is zoned MRRPC, and the tax parcel is District 533, Map 12, Parcel 80, portion of.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the revised final site final amenities plan for Swan Cove West RPC.
Second.
We have a motion and 2 seconds to approve the Swan Cove West revised final amenities plan. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item is Americana Bayside Golf Clubhouse RPC preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the Americana Bayside Golf Clubhouse amenities to construct a golf clubhouse, pro shop, and restaurant with site improvements. The golf clubhouse was shown on the master plan approved by Planning Commission on December 16, 2015 and November 7, 2016. The preliminary site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Code and staff is awaiting agency approvals. Property is zoned MRRPC and the tax parcel is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 3601.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan for Americana Bayside Golf Clubhouse with a final site plan approval subject to the Planning Zoning Commission upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the preliminary site plan for Americana Bayside Golf Clubhouse. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Next item is Marshall Street Storage, conditional use 1771, conditional use 2020, and subdivision 17- or is that subdivision
17-34?
Site plan. Site plan 17-34. Thank you.
This is a request to amend the condition of approval number 1 of conditional use 1771 and 2020 for the Marshall Mini Street Storage, a 79,132 square foot mini storage facility to be located off Marshall Street and Swains Road. Condition 1, as approved, states all boats and RVs shall be stored under roof. This request is to allow outdoor storage for boats and RVs. Planning Commission granted preliminary and final site plan approval on July 27, 2017. Property consists of 8.919 acres and is zoned AR1. Tax parcels are District 330, Map 11.17, Parcels 18 and 20, and District 330, Map 15.05, Parcel 6.
On this one, does anybody have any questions on this? Oh. Any discussion? Because, let's see, I looked into the passed on this and read that it was the owner, the person who's building this, who requested that everything be under roof before. It wasn't, you know, he was the one who put that condition on. It wasn't put on by outside forces or anybody else, so.
That's my understanding, too.
I read the same record. I looked back at the minutes and the of both the public hearing and the motion for the conditions of approval, and the closed storage was proffered by the applicant.
The only thing I would offer to you is, just having had a lot of experience in this particular field of self-storage and how these facilities get done, and is it and having a fair amount of experience here, a lot of times folks will proffer things before they realize what they're proffering.
Right.
And sometimes if they're not real familiar with the industry, if maybe it's something new for them, they will sometimes think that that's the right way to do that. And it is certainly a better way if you have everything under roof. It would be nice. But there are many, many facilities of this type who have boats and RVs stored outside and all across the county. And I would have a difficult time restricting this person. I'm just one of five, but I'm just saying that I would guess I'm sympathetic to their plight.
All right. Anybody else?
Nope.
All right. So, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant the request to amend condition number one of conditional use number 1771 and 2020 to delete the requirement that all boats and RVs shall be stored under roof.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to grant the request to amend condition of approval number one for Marshall Street Storage. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Okay, going back to our public hearings, absent the one we've already decided on, the first public hearing was subdivision 2017-9 Lewis Shores Estate Key Properties Group, LLC.
Make a motion that we defer this just to have more time to consider it.
Okay. We have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and second to defer action for further consideration by the Commission on subdivision 2017-9 Lewis Shores Estate. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item was conditional use number 2097, Christopher Lopez.
On this one, just before you vote, I would ask that you defer it because this is an extension of the prior conditional use with, it seems like, more sales and things. So I just want to make sure that whatever you do is consistent with the prior conditional use so we don't hang him up somehow in details or, you know,
no, I concur.
Inconsistencies.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to CU 2097, Christopher Lopez, I move we defer for further consideration.
Second.
I have a motion and second to defer action for further consideration on conditional use 2097, Christopher Lopez. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item is conditional use number 2099, Richard and Dawn Jameson.
Same thing on this one. Just for the benefit of everybody on the commission, some of the newer members, we've done a couple wedding venues and event venues in the past, and there was good testimony on what they want to do, and I think they testified to things that they don't want to do, which I think is important. We also heard some objections. Some of those, I think, can be remedied with the typical kinds of conditions we put on these types of things. So I'd like some time to go back and research how we've dealt with it before.
I appreciate that and agree. And for the benefit of the applicant and the concerned public that have remained with us so patiently to see
that,
how much fun we have on Thursday nights here. I'm sure you're coming back next time, right?
Yeah.
Just to watch, right? Right? Yeah. What's about to happen is I'm going to make a motion to defer action. What that means is it's simply we're not going to act on it tonight. This gives our council time to do as he said he was going to do, research some things, give us some time to consider if we decide to approve it, what the appropriate conditions might be. The record will be closed, so any additional information can't come in. We would have to make a decision based on what we have. But as you know, we make a recommendation to County Council, and you get, you know, you have another trip in front of them, and they'll make a final decision. Between now and then, you can change your whole presentation if you want to. You can't change your application, but you can change, you know, you can add to things that that were said, and you can converse with all of your neighbors about the things that might be concerning them. And I would strongly encourage you to do that as soon as possible. And I think that very well could have a bearing on how the turnout is with County Council. With that being said, Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer action on conditional use number 2099, Richard and Dawn Jamison.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to defer action for further consideration by the commission. Conditional use number 2099, Richard and Dawn Jamison. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. That concludes all of our business for this evening. Does anyone else have anything for the good of the cause?
We didn't do Coastal Club.
Yes, you did.
We deferred it.
Yeah, that one we did. Yeah.
We already did that one.
We did that one prematurely. So thank you for thinking of it. So
did you want to talk me all excited?
We stand adjourned.
See you all Wednesday.